Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. It's actually not that far away from Tuesday morning as we record. Thanks for joining us here on supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Renshaw.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're not cooking out, well, nothing beats going to one of our great steakhouses across the state. There's one in nearly every community. You simply can't go wrong picking any of them. So whether you're cooking or they're cooking, make it beef this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know you're looking for it. I know you want to get it. It's at College Corner, ready to be found. Great deals this holiday season. And, of course, do not forget that coming up very soon, their gift cards will be on sale for 2-for-1. It'll be a limited time offer. So load up while you can. You spend 50, you get 100. That is a great deal. You cannot beat that. You're talking about you can get a $100 pullover, polo, whatever it is, for half the cost, basically. That's a great deal. Check it out. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town, as always, at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie, I believe you have a proclamation you need to make.
Yes, I've made a decision. Mm. This decision was not made lightly. No. Actually, you know what? It was one of the easiest decisions of my life.
Mm.
We will be going to Restaurant Tyler. Respect my decision. I'm 110% into the stuffed pancake, maybe a steak, a little crawfish dip,
ooh,
maybe some barbecue okra.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will respect that decision. No chance for a late flip on that for Taco Bell or anything?
100%. 110%.
Ooh.
I've already signed my letter of intent, or actually my financial aid agreement. Now, my mother has to sign it, too.
Okay. Well, once that's just a formality.
That's right. Everybody knows that it's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
I would never go back on that.
No. All right. So we'll do that. Restaurant Tyler, we're coming to see you very soon. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where those locations are, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you manage your money, help you invest, help you plan for the future. I don't know where this pen came from, but I'm going to be pointing at the whole
thing. You're like me. Like my hand, it's like Spider-Man whenever Peter Parker just got the web fingers.
I don't know what to do.
And he's just picking stuff up. Yeah.
I got this pen here. I'm going to pull a Dennis Miller and just start.
Yeah, the great thing about video is people can see how I talk with my hands
now.
I'm a Nick Saban kind of guy, at least in that regard.
All right.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah. You're tall.
Yeah.
He's not tall.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, anything else is, I can't speak for
him. He's probably a Browns fan, too. And he's from that area. He coached for the Browns.
I thought he was from, like, West Virginia or something.
Well, I mean, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Kind of. I mean, there's not a West Virginia NFL football team, so.
Yeah, like, and West Virginia hates Pittsburgh, so they would never pick the Steelers.
They do. They're, like, the steel industry versus.
The coal industry.
Yeah, it's not a happy.
Bunch of Steelers. Nobody likes them. Coal's where it's at.
That's right.
All right. So Priority One Bank's where it's at. We really got off track there. 16 locations, PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Play the song.
Creeping, 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 creeping. Creeping, 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 creeping.
We have to tell you, if you didn't already know.
Be upfront and honest.
Upfront honesty is the best policy, we feel, here on Thunder and Lightning. This podcast had been recorded.
It's already done.
And all I was supposed to be doing at 11:22 at night was doing a quick future Brian, tell you about Mississippi State and Pitt. And I was going to go home and go to bed. And then the world turned on its freaking ear while we were in the middle of a game. And so we got to change everything we talked about. So earlier today, Robbie, we talked about recruiting and we start.
You almost banked that into the basketball goal.
The corky over there?
Yes.
Okay.
That would have been incredible. And nobody would
have been right off the Michael Nwoko.
Yes.
Thing. Been the second most incredible.
Nobody would have seen that but me.
But I would have, as long as somebody had seen, you know, tree falls in the woods.
You hit Richard. Oh my God. So State gets Tyler Lockhart back in the class and you hit Richard in the face with a pin.
Well, I wish we had video of this. Gosh.
Oh,
we got to get some 360 cam stuff going in here.
We really do. We need something up here.
We need the full McAfee setup in here. I need the standing desk. I need it all.
Yeah.
So I'll start wearing wife beaters, saying bro every 5 seconds. It'll be great.
Oh, Dan Mullen's been going on the Pat McAfee show lately.
Love Pat. You know, he's a great player. I evaluated him when I was at Florida.
You know, they were talking on the board earlier today. They were showing clips of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the clips they showed was him talking about, like, you do not want to hear what's happening on the headsets
for
the coaches. And if you've ever been around Dan Mullen during a football game, like I have, that is 100% true.
He's a talker.
I heard words come out of his mouth that I've never heard in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a cuss word. What was that?
Yeah.
And
very creative, very innovative.
And of course,
the
time and the media went down for interviews, and he and Deshae Townsend almost had a freaking melee down at the SEAL complex.
I told him he didn't want any of this smoke.
Deshae was taking his whistle off.
Yeah.
Ready to throw hands.
Oh, well, yeah, I throw hands with the best of them. I got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary right here waiting on you.
Anyway, earlier today we did this podcast. We started out, we were like, let's talk about the good stuff first because there was a lot of bad. Let's flip it. Let's start with the bad. Let's get it out of the way. At the end of the day, Mississippi State had big needs in this recruiting class, and I would not necessarily say they met them.
Uh-huh.
They needed to get better on the defensive line. You can't really look at this and say they did that. They needed to maybe get a little bit better on the offensive line, and they brought in some JUCO guys, but you know, State's experience with JUCO offensive linemen is it takes a year for them to really get going, and I don't know if that's going to be the case or not for Mississippi State. They didn't land the State's number one player, despite the fact that he grew up in their backyard and grew up a Mississippi State guy. He's now at your biggest rival. So there's some big holes in this class. And the holes would have been a lot bigger if they had woke up today. There were three guys that they had to try to fight to keep. One was Saquon Miles. They kept him. One was Xavion Hardy. They lost him. The last guy was Tyler Lockhart. And as we recorded, he committed to Ole Miss.
In the rants that happened on that show mm-hmm. that'll never see the light of day.
Yeah. They were
epic.
They were quite something.
But deserved.
Absolutely deserved. And again,
with the information that we had at the time.
I think the problem with this class, because you get people, like if you look at this from like 1,000 feet and you're saying this team went 2-10 and they have the 22nd ranked class in the country. They signed a five-star quarterback. They signed a couple of four-star linebackers and a four-star safety. It's not that bad, right? That's the view. I think you and I are looking at it from the view of they could have had so much more.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had Kevontae Henry. They could have had Austin Howard. They could have had Xavion Hardy and had a really solid, really good class.
Probably best class they've signed since 2015.
But that's not how it panned out. So they missed out on a lot of guys. There's no getting around that fact. And the JUCO strategy, I mean, we've got to be honest, nobody else is doing that.
Mm-mm.
So there's only two ways that plays out. Either State's coaches are smarter than everybody else and they know something that those coaches don't know, or they're just doing that because that's what they could get.
Yep.
Those are your only two options. So, you know, which one is it? Which one is more likely? Yeah, it's probably option B. Those are the bad things. Around the start of the second half of the basketball game, which we'll get to in the second half of this show, By the way, this is how, you know, this story, how big this story is, that we decided to redo this podcast, but we're still going to lead with recruiting, coming off of state beating a ranked team by 33 points.
That should be the biggest story, but this is the craziest story that I've ever seen.
I'm willing to crown this the crazy. This is taking the crown from Chris Jones. This is taking the crown from Leo Lewis. This is the new number one.
Yeah. I mean, that, like, the Leo Lewis thing now, today's day and age, that's happening every big-time recruitment. You know, that was just something new back then, kind of, but that's happening all the time now, but it is legal. But this is a different story. I've never seen this.
We get, you know, Ole Miss tweets out, Mary Flipmas, Tyler Lockhart, he's a rebel. Pete Golding, land shark emoji. It's done. It's over. Moving on. Jeff Lebby tweets The Undertaker, rising up out of the casket. Then all of a sudden, other MSU people are retweeting him, and they're tweeting their own little things here and there. And the next thing you know, from Hail State football, we welcome Tyler Lockhart to Mississippi State. We've never seen anything like this before.
Never.
I know the details are scant. Obviously, there's a lot of smoke around the idea that his parents simply did not want him at Ole Miss.
And I think that was pretty – you could see it on their faces.
Well, I mean, again, the image of his brother wearing Mississippi State gear.
And best friend.
Yeah, standing there next to him, and it's like nobody looked happy at that podium. Not even really Tyler. But regardless of that, it's something – we have the Floyd Raven situation a few years back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's a different situation in that – you had two letters of intent there. Floyd signed with Ole Miss, but his mom signed with Texas A&M. And mom won out on that one. You've had a few others through the years. You had, was it Landon Collins? Yeah, he wanted to sign with Alabama. Mama wanted LSU, and she was mad. You had Jacob Copeland, whose mom showed up wearing all the Alabama gear. He signs with Florida. She gets up and walks out on him. So you've had these family drama situations before. But very rarely do you have where the family wins out.
Yeah,
and they were able to convince the young man, you need to be at Mississippi State with your brother and your best friend. That's the best for this family, and that's the best situation for you. And so here we are, Tyler Lockhart, to our knowledge, the first ever reflip in recruiting history.
And, you know, I had heard rumblings.
No, we're not doing those.
Oh, yeah. I heard rumblings probably, what time was it? I'm going to say it's probably about 2:30 that Ole Miss had not received his documents. What is it now, the financial aid agreement?
Yeah, whatever it is.
They don't have NLI anymore.
Right.
So from the people that I talked to on the Ole Miss side of things, they had not received that, but they weren't concerned about it just yet.
Right.
But that was kind of interesting that it did not happen. And then – you know, they did announce around probably about 5 o'clock, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock they announced him.
Mm-hmm.
And that our experience with that is it's over.
Yeah.
When the school announces it, it's over. But this is a new age. This is not what we usually see. They don't have the NLI anymore. And I had gotten a few texts from people, and some of them were random fans. Some of them were people, you know, that I would – consider knowledgeable, kind of close to the situation about, hey, there's still a little glimmer of hope here. And I actually turned to you about 20 minutes before this happened, and I said, I don't think Tyler Lockhart's officially done.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we start seeing Jeff Lebby's tweet, Mark Votler's tweet. even our friend Brandon Langlois got in on the mix.
Completely unprofessional.
Yes. That scallywag. And then, you know, I look over at Paul and I go, Paul, because Paul, you know, he thought it was over. And I told Paul, I was like, I don't think it's over, Paul. I think something's happening. And we're up there while Mississippi State is just throwing alley-oop after alley-oop on Pittsburgh at the end of the half. I mean, they're up by like 25.
Yeah.
We're up there talking about what's happening right now.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, boom, that tweet hits. I have never experienced like that big of a change in the atmosphere around Mississippi State football than that. And I don't know if it actually – I don't know if anything comes from this for Mississippi State, but the whole tune of the football program seemed to shift a little bit tonight. And, you know, like I said, there's still so much work for this staff to do, but it just felt like they got off the mat. And, like, I don't know how to describe that, but we saw a little more energy out of Jeff Lebby on Twitter, and, like, we haven't really seen that from him since he's been here. And, there's, like I said, there's so much that still has to happen. This hadn't changed anything in regards to Mississippi State's roster, mm-hmm. other than the fact that you did add a talented player into your front seven.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt like something was shifting a little bit for Mississippi State. Maybe they didn't like the taste of their own blood. You know, maybe they're getting back in the fight a little bit. And that was nice to see. I tell you what, like I said, I mean, we got a lot off our chest on that program that we did earlier today. And the tone was a lot similar to what we talked about after the Egg Bowl earlier this week. Very similar tone. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State just it felt like Mississippi State was kind of dead in the water. It felt like things were just going to continue on. They got basically pantsed for National Signing Day. They lost two of their top three defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be completely upfront with you. It felt like Mississippi State was just dying on the vine here with the football program. This was a really big win for them, just to show that they're fighting, that the coaching staff's fighting, that they're doing everything that they possibly can to make sure this isn't embarrassing.
We've said for the past few months, State fans just needed something good to happen.
Yep.
This was it. This was it. This is not only just, you know, it's one thing to win a recruiting battle, but to do it in this fashion, I mean, I'm kind of surprised there hasn't been more national coverage of this, because it's such a unique story, especially when it comes to the Egg Bowl. People love to talk about how ridiculous this rivalry is and how the craziest stuff always happens with these two teams. And now you've got this. I won't be surprised if tomorrow we start seeing some stories pop up, maybe some national reporters making their way here to Starkville.
It would be really nice, because I feel like Mississippi State doesn't get the same coverage when something like this happens,
right,
as to when there's a decommitment,
right,
or a transfer portal. It's kind of pissing me off. Let's be fair. If Mississippi State has a decommitment and a flip or a transfer portal guy, and we're going to report all those, let's report the good stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be fair. And so that's, you know, I would like to see that change with some of the regional and national media.
Yeah.
If you're going to constantly put out the negative stuff about Mississippi State, and some people are saying you and me are that kind of person, but I promise you, me and you will gladly talk about the positives.
We do it all the time.
When they're there. They haven't been there.
We're doing it right now.
So I would like to see that. Maybe some of these people are asleep.
That's the biggest story of the class. Prior to all this, the biggest story of the class was Mississippi State signing what is going to become a five-star quarterback in Kamario Taylor. Possibly the most quiet recruitment in the history of five-star quarterbacks. Committed to Mississippi State well over a year ago and just never wavered from it.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this kid is special kind of kid, man. To show up – are you okay? Okay. To show up at every home game – and this is insane. I hate when Brian gets into coughing fits. Okay. To show up to every home game, this dude's been recruited by Texas A&M, Georgia, some other schools. Every home game he's there. And he's a guy that stuck through Mississippi State through thick and thin. And you just don't see that much anymore. He could have very easily given up. He could have very easily gone to Georgia or a place like that, and instead stuck by his commitment, stuck with his word, and he's just a flat-out dog. I mean, this is a guy that has a family tradition and a legacy at Mississippi State with an uncle, an Omar Connor, that came before him at Noxubee County and was such a great quarterback at Knox to be there himself and comes to Mississippi State and did so many really good things in an offense that just was a terrible fit. And he's, to me, Kamario is, he has the opportunity to be head and shoulders better than Omar. And Omar was an unbelievable athlete.
He's going to get the chance to play in an offense that actually features his talents.
This was like stars aligning deal for Jeff Lebby to get a kid like this, because I truly believe that Kamario is the best quarterback in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got a chance to be, at the end of the day, one of the best quarterbacks in that class. When you look up in a few years, and we're going to look up and Charles Power or somebody like that is going to be talking about, look where we had him rated. Because mm-hmm. Charles has been as high on him as anybody from the start. And, you know, we're actually higher than anybody, I believe, on the rankings with yeah. him, with him number 30. And there's just something about him. It's not just the tools to me. It's just the fact that he's just such a gamer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a chance to call a state championship game on the radio tomorrow with Choctaw.
Absolute bloodbath game.
Those two it's going to be awesome.
Hurt each other.
It's going to be awesome. Two teams that can really score. And I'm telling you, if you've never seen Kamario play, he makes it look so easy out there. It's going to be a fun one to watch. This is one of the best defenses he's played, too. I like Choctaw's defense, but this was a huge get. And it slides under the radar because there's so many other positions that Mississippi State needed to nail in this class.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been committed for so long and has just been such a quiet kid
yeah.
that you just don't talk about him that much. But it's the biggest get in the class by far. And highest-rated quarterback in Mississippi State history. I think he's going to have a great career here. I'd be shocked if he didn't.
Who's somebody in this class that you really like that we haven't talked about? You know, we talked about Lockhart, talked about Kamario, Tony Mitchell's the other four-star, the defensive back out of EMCC, Tyshawn Willis.
Willis was – people don't know much about this, but Tyshawn Willis was fielding calls from Ole Miss last night.
He has the thing that I like, and that's if you play 1A ball, even if you get an SEC offer but you're a 1A football player, you better have stupid numbers, and he does.
He was, just unstoppable out there offensively. He had some crazy numbers on defense too. Yeah, you know, Ole Miss came after – several states commitments, and I mean, you got to give Lebby credit. They ended up getting them all. They ended up signing everybody that they wanted that was already on, on the commit list. But you know, Ole Miss was after him. Ole Miss was after Lockhart, and then obviously Saquon Miles. State won three big battles there. Now, obviously, Ole Miss won a lot of battles during the year, and their class is better. They had a really good class, but Tyshawn Willis is one of those that I like a lot. I really like Lakavian Jackson, who is one of the lowest-rated guys in the class. And State had to fight off Florida State, Louisville. That was a big get for them, too, out of the defensive backfield.
Tyler Lockhart just tweeted, my bad.
Oh, God, yes.
And then retweeted the Mississippi State tweet.
Oh, this is so good, man. It didn't make sense, though. Like,
it's just so funny.
It didn't make sense, you know, him going Ole Miss just because.
Yeah.
I mean, like, your brother's here. And that's what's holding him here. I mean, I think under normal circumstances, it does make sense. But your brother and your best friend are here.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom wants to see you both play. And I get the people saying, like, the parents took over or whatever. But, you know. Could you tell your mama, no, I'm going to go play somewhere else? You're going to have to split time between me and your brother. I couldn't tell my mom that.
Right.
I mean, when I'm a 17, 18-year-old kid, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And she wanted her boys to be playing together. Here we go.
That's just funny. There's no getting around that. That's just funny. State picked up a commitment today for the class of 26. You could say they're off to a pretty decent start there. They picked up Jaden Taylor. That's Kamario's brother. He's one of the top wide receivers in the state for next year. You've already got the two top running backs in the state, maybe the two top players in the state for next year, Demarius Yates and J.J. Hill. I love Hill. I got the chance to watch him a couple weeks ago, and I was just immediately, you can just see that kid's a stud.
Yeah,
he's going to be a real SEC running back. It feels like they're off to a decent start in 26, and it looks like 26 is another – we've had a good run here in Mississippi of just – you know, normally it's when there's a class with, like, 10, 11, 12 four-star kids in it. The next class is there's a couple of four-stars and then just a bunch of high three-stars.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty good run here of classes, and 26 appears to be another one.
Yeah, and that it's a good start, and they've got a good start with a lot of other guys too. They have recruited that class fairly well, but they got to finish. You got to close on J.J. Hill. You got to keep him locked in because a lot of teams around the country are going to
come after
him.
Yeah, he'll be a national guy, yeah.
He's a freak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, and, you know.
And Yates, too.
Yes. And, you know, Jaden Taylor, I like him a lot. You'll see him tomorrow, too. He's a gamer just like his brother. Could play either side of the ball. I imagine he's probably going to be DB here, but I'm not sure. But he's legit. I mean, he's not – they're not just taking him just to keep Camario. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he's legit. So, I mean, it's a good start to the class. And, like I said, they have some talented players that they're on, too. They've tried to build that class up and get some momentum there to get a good start.
We'll see where it takes us. Long way away until signing day 2026. But we will get there eventually. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi. Nope. At Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. Tyler Lockhart saw the sign.
He did.
And he's like, it opened up his eyes. He saw the sign. And he said, no one's going to move me up to get into the light where I belong.
That's correct.
So where does he belong?
Mississippi State.
There you go. Where do you belong? Your business belongs working with Pip Printing and Signs. They have the plan. They can put the plan together for you, for your business, to get people in the door and keep them coming in. 30 years of experience proves that they have a winning method for helping businesses just like yours. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell them you want to add your business to the Bulldog Initiative roster, and he'll do that for you. 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. We love Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Sure you don't want to go there?
No?
Okay.
I would like to go to Restaurant Tyler.
By the way, I had a thought. I think next year, instead of a victory, there should be a punishment. The loser.
I mean...
So it's like, I was thinking like... Like, I don't know. I don't know what it would be, but like, it's got to be involved food. It's got to be like, you got to eat all this food. Like,
I mean, that's not a punishment.
Oh, it can be, though.
Huh.
We could tell Two Brothers, like, all right, come up with the spiciest barbecue sandwich you can, and the loser has to eat it.
No, okay.
I mean, it's just a thought. I mean, we've been doing the same thing for a decade now. Maybe I want to change it up. I don't know. It's up to you, though. We'll think about it. We got time. We got time for that. In between now and then, if I want to go enjoy some delicious smoked Southern soul food, I know where to go. I go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats, or I go get a fancy sandwich whenever I want one. It's right there at the Older Brother, two of Starkville's best restaurants right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. 50 years. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, just call them back. Talk to the same people. They will take care of you the same way they took care of you when they made you the sale. That's the difference they give you. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to any game at Mississippi State, you've got to stop at Maroon & Co. first. You've got to get some new gear and wear it to the game. Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. They have the best selection, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They have the most unique Mississippi State gear you can find. The Bulldog Initiative line, it's only at Maroon & Co., so check that out the next time you're in there. If you're looking for a great holiday gift, you can find it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code, THUNDER15, to save 15% off your order. Regular price items only. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to any game in Starkville, make sure a trip to Maroon & Co. is on the ticket. Mississippi State, coming off of a loss. Chris Jan said he was interested to see how his team would bounce back. Well, he must have been thrilled with the results. The Bulldogs, absolutely dominant in victory over the Pittsburgh Panthers as part of the SEC-ACC Challenge, which wasn't much of a challenge. 14-2
total domination
was the final in those for the SEC. 90-57 is your final score. Let's go through some of these stats here, Robbie. They're kind of eye-popping. Mississippi State was a plus 22 on the boards. They outscored in the paint 52-14, plus 9 in bench points, 18 assists to only 8 for Pitt, 6 blocks, only 2 for Pitt. State shoots 58% from the field. Pitt shoots 31% from the field. State led by 22 at the end of the first half and extended the lead to finally win by 90-57. The largest win in school history over a ranked team. 5 Bulldogs with double figures. The post was dominant for State. Keyshawn Murphy, 20 points, 7 rebounds. Michael Nwoko, 18 points, 11 rebounds. So that's a 38-18 night out of your two centers. Hubbard with 12, Claudel Harris with 10, R.J. Melendez with 10. Cam Matthews just missing a double-double. If he doesn't airball that free throw, 9 points and 13 rebounds for him.
And just was, oh my God, he set the tone.
Yeah.
He was all over the place,
and
man.
Then one of the Pitt players, number 25, Graham Diaz, decided he wanted to have a little talk with Cam Matthews. And as I tweeted, "You don't want none of that smoke," as the kids say.
Was that the skinny guy?
Yes. That was going to be a terrible business decision for him.
That would not have worked out very well.
State gets up in this game 6-0. They never trailed. Led by, I think they led by as many as 35 at one point.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Largest lead, yeah, 35. It was 79-44 coming out of, that was after the Keyshawn Murphy flagrant foul, where he was flagrantly fouled. State went on a 23-3 run?
22-3.
Something like that in the first half. Just complete and total domination of a team that's ranked number 18 in the country, number 5 in the net rankings. They destroyed this team. It was never even a game.
It was the biggest non-conference win that I can remember for Mississippi State. Like, I don't remember one
State doesn't beat bad teams like this sometimes.
No, it was... you know what it was? It was a response from their last ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Christian's really challenged this team after that last game because they did not play well against Butler. And I don't know if it was the turnaround that they had going from day to day. You know, he had mentioned when Nwoku is fresh, he plays some really good basketball, but he's so up and down.
Yeah.
And his play really drops off. I think Nwoku was huge in this game.
Yeah.
And
had a 3-ball, too.
He did. 18 points, 7-9, 11 rebounds. Best game of his career, probably.
Yeah, I didn't mention that. Yeah, I said 38-18 from the centers. They combined to go 15-19 from the field.
John Rothstein said a couple weeks ago, will a post presence emerge? I think we're seeing it.
I think we're seeing that, yeah.
20 points from Keyshawn Murphy, who's been just fantastic the last few games.
Really.
8-10.
His game is becoming a lot more well-rounded.
Yeah, it is.
Got a lot of inside-outside happening right now.
These two guys shot... what, 15 of 19? 15-19.
I finally get to do it to you.
18 rebounds.
I finally get to do it to you. I literally just said that.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you just said the points.
No, I said they were 15-19.
My bad.
Okay.
I was looking at the stats when you said that. But, like, Cam is just outrageous. Like, I can't explain what he brings to the table accurately.
At least twice.
Because it doesn't make sense.
At least twice a game, he takes the ball, drives completely up the court, and then just runs by guys like they're standing still. And if they get close to him, he bounces off of them and he still scores.
I mean, like, I looked at you whenever he grabbed the rebound and went the length of the court, and he's in the open court dribbling. Uh-huh. And I looked at you and I was like, that is horrifying.
Yeah.
To see a man that big running at full speed in full control of the basketball, going straight for the rim, you just clear out of the way, brother. He had 13 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and a block. I mean, it was just a well played. I thought R.J. Melendez was really good. He's really rounding into a great defender for them on the perimeter. They were just good all the way around. Took care of the basketball for the most part. Destroyed Pittsburgh on the boards. And that's a taller Pittsburgh team. They had two guys that were over 7 foot out there. And – State, just for the most part this year, has found ways to win the rebounds. I can't remember if they did against Butler or not. I thought Butler was a little more physical with them, which was odd. Mm-hmm. You know, State's usually dictating the physicality.
Correct. I agree with that, yeah.
Butler had some more physical guards. And I mean, State just played – I mean, for lack of a better word, they
played poorly.
They played soft. They weren't finishing in the post. Butler had their way. That was not the case tonight.
No, it was the other way around.
The physicality in the first few possessions set the tone, and State never let up on that physicality. They were physical. They were dominant in the paint all night long, and it showed. 52-14 in the paint. That is nuts. They almost had more points than Pittsburgh in the paint.
Plus 22 rebounding.
Yeah.
Offensive rebounds plus 2, so plus 20. So
Pittsburgh was playing a lot of like four out, and that I mean they were kind of just hanging around the 3-point line, and they were.
Pittsburgh missed 44 field goals and 4 free throws. So that's a total of 48 misses. State got 33 of those rebounds.
Yeah,
that's.
I mean, it was one and done.
Yeah,
it was one and done. And the crowd played a factor too. I think
good crowd,
very intimidating atmosphere.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at night,
December 4th.
Yeah, I think that's a good crowd.
State fans, I think, are truly investing, especially the students. The students are truly investing in Chris Jans.
Yeah, I
agree with that. You know, I asked him about it post game, and he talked about just their method and how they've really approached building that relationship with the students. He wants the players when they see him in class to really have that connection with students, and you know, in turn they've wanted to come out and watch him play, and the students definitely are the lifeblood of a college basketball arena, and we're seeing the hump become what the hump used to be.
Yeah,
and it's taken a long time. I think this fan base was very fractured when it came to basketball, but I think people were starting to, you know, in football, struggling obviously helps, but I do think they enjoy watching these teams play. Mm. And you keep putting up performances like this, and you make the hump a madhouse.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun in SEC play. By the way, SEC is going to be an absolute gauntlet.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never seen it this strong, top to bottom.
The two teams that lost in this SEC-ACC challenge might be the two best teams.
Yeah.
Kentucky and Auburn.
And Kentucky, yep.
Auburn lost to Duke. Kentucky lost to Clemson, who's not great. Duke is a good team, and that game was in
at
Cameron.
Duke, yeah.
So I made a comment tonight. I'm going to share it with you guys now. But Duke set a record tonight. It's the first game they've played in school history where they didn't have the most despicable player on the court because Chad Baker Mazzara was out there for Auburn.
He might as well be playing for Duke.
That guy is the Joker, the most despicable heel of all time.
He is the worst.
Can't stand that guy. Anyway.
Great heel, though.
Great heel, yeah. Great win for Mississippi State, to quote Rick Stansberry.
That's
fantastic
right.
Win. Bulldogs back in action win. It's not it's not this week, is it? It's next week? Is it the Tupelo game?
It's a Tupelo game at next Saturday.
What if I had a
Surely they don't get that.
Well, I mean, you got finals coming up.
That's true. They usually do like the week off for the men, and then the women get a week off, I think.
Let's see what we got here. Men's basketball schedule. I'll do a quick, just a little look here. Just a little look-see. No, they have a game Sunday. Sunday, 3 o'clock at home against Prairie View. And then back at it on that Saturday.
God have mercy on Prairie View's soul.
Prairie View lost to SMU, I think, like 101-60. So, we should see how they get. But you know what? I remember a game against a SWAC team last year on a Sunday.
Is this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the same. It was the same time.
It's got to be like a year to the day.
It is year to the day, yeah. But maybe not the exact date, but
364 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the same day that I returned from state championships. We had our little choir thing because State lost, and I was in the choir room like, I can't believe State just lost to Southern. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
There you go.
Hopefully, it doesn't happen again.
I don't think Chris Jans is going to.
I'm blaming you for bringing that up.
I mean, it just is what it is. You know, somebody else would have brought it up. I'm not alone.
State, this has got to be, since like the net was created,
mm-hmm.
This has got to be the best position State's ever been in like at this, like in non-conference play? Because they're probably going to move up and inside
like in the top 10 a couple years ago after they beat Marquette and Utah in that tournament.
They were top 10?
Yeah, they were really high.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Maybe they were.
We'll see. All right. So tomorrow's show, Robbie's got to head down to Hattiesburg. Long night. Hey, Robbie's got to head down to Hattiesburg, yeah, for the state championships. So he ain't going to be here. I'm going to attempt to find a co-host. I don't think we're going to do rumblings, but I'm going to attempt to find a co-host. I got an idea.
How dare you?
I can only do so much. I got an idea for a co-host. I'm going to see if he'll do it. If not, I'll try to figure something out, but we will do everything we can to have. If nothing else, I will just come on here and I'll just BS for 27 and a half minutes.
We're just going to have to postpone the rumblings this week.
We don't have any choice.
I mean,
I wanted to do it today, and then I was like, oh, wait, it's National Signing Day, and there's this huge basketball game. We can't
have it. It's about to slow way down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going to be busy, but.
We didn't talk about soccer, but we'll do that. We'll figure that out another time. All right, guys. Have a great Thursday. Robbie and I are back, or I'm back with you on Friday. Somebody else, maybe. We'll find out. Talk to you later. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Time to play the game! It's all about the game and how you play it. All about control and if you can take it. All about your debt and if you can pay it. It's all about pay. And who's gonna make it? I am the game.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.